I'm your host, Kristen Knapp, and today's episode is called Great College Expectations. That party last night was awfully crazy. I wish you'd take it. I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke my weed. But my good friends is all I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10. Go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I wanna go to college. In this episode, I'll be talking to two college seniors to see if their college experience lived up to their hopes and dreams, or if it was brutally disappointing. Michelle is a college senior who is currently finishing up business school at Syracuse University. Throughout college, she has been involved in various clubs and a leader of her sorority, Omega Phi Beta. Lauren finished her undergrad at St. John Fisher this past December with a degree in psychology and hopes to be a school counselor. She had an internship counseling in the Rochester City School District and was recently accepted into Teach for America. Before college, I definitely envisioned college parties being like those in movies. When I was underage, I was just happy to be let in somewhere. But once I was 21, I found college bars and parties in Rochester to be grimy and kind of disappointing. How about you, Michelle? Was the party scene like what you thought it'd be? And what other ways did you find to socialize?
So for me, at college, specifically at SCU, there was a party catered to every kind of person. You could go to a house party, a frat party, you could go to the bars or something in between. And it was nice to have that opportunity because I was able to dibble dabble in all of those. I personally like the house parties more. They're more intimate and it provides a more comfortable environment. It's basically just hanging out with a massive group of your friends that you know everybody when you go to those parties. And that was something I was not expecting going into college. I wasn't really sure what to expect, but I just kept my perspectives open. In terms of finding socialization outside of the party scene, I was very involved on campus from different kinds of business clubs to the sorority I joined. And I was able to develop different circles through that. I also had my work friends. I also started a club on campus called the Women's Network. So I was able to have an array of different circles, which was nice to have and comforting because I know in any kind of situation on campus, whether it be in the classroom or walking to class, I know I had a different means of socializing.
What about you, Lauren?
The college party scene was a joke. I was in New York City for school before transferring to Fisher, and I think I went to 2 parties the entire time. The only time I went out was when I was visiting friends from home. Both in New York City and Rochester, I actually found the social environment really isolating. In New York, I volunteered with the homeless every week, and I met a lot of great people through that. But otherwise, I only had meaningful conversations with people I met in coffee shops or the subway. Never at college. Since I transferred to Fisher, everyone had already had their friend groups, and the people I did talk to, I didn't connect with them at all.
I know all of us did very well in high school. I feel like overall, I was well prepared for college from the get-go, but I remember being shocked by how many other smart kids were in my classes. In some of my more difficult science classes, I felt like I couldn't keep up with my classmates. This really shook me up, but I think it was a good lesson for me and made me work harder. Were your classes harder or easier than you imagined? Do you believe that high school prepared you well for them?
I wouldn't necessarily say high school prepared me for my college classes. I think the whole environment I'm submerged in has a lot of different factors comparing it from high school to college, and I did take college classes in high school. But I don't think my classes are hard. Something I wasn't prepared for was through my business school, it's very team oriented, so we had to rely on other individuals. It wasn't just my own concern and agenda. I would have to depend on other people to get the grade I would get in that class.
College classes were, in my opinion, pathetic. Professors just pushed their agendas on students instead of teaching the material they are paid to teach. Because of this, I skipped class a lot and I would still get good grades. Even at Fisher, it seemed like the material they were teaching I had learned in high school and it was only a review. It definitely made me angry that we spend so much money just to memorize useless information instead of learning things that we can carry with us after college.
In high school, I had a really hard time finding the right peer group and really looked forward to meeting new people in college. Although it wasn't instant, I did find a number of lifelong friends during my undergrad. While in college, I think my interests in politics, nutrition, and exercise continued to grow, and I really felt like I found myself when I switched from studying pharmacy to studying physical therapy. How about you guys? Did you find the friends that you were looking for? And do you think you found yourself while in college?
That's a really heavy question that I could probably talk for hours on. I've met so many people that have helped me in ways that I never thought possible, and I think I found myself, but I think not wholeheartedly. I think I began the process of understanding and molding who I want to be as a woman moving forward outside of college.
I have one friend from college. One. But I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. I didn't fit the mold of drinking, hooking up, typical college culture, and I didn't change who I was to make friends. With that being said, I have amazing friends from before college, and our relationships have just gotten better since we left high school. As for finding myself, I'd say I've always had a pretty good sense of self, but college really amplified that. My passion for things like travel, social justice, and education, music, writing, has really shined through over the past couple of years.
Over my 4 years of college, I think my professionalism and communication skills really grew a lot. I no longer get nervous about talking to professors after class, and I've learned how to effectively talk to physical therapists and other healthcare workers in my field. In what ways did your college experience help you grow?
I was very involved in high school, probably a little too involved in high school, and I was able to time manage my time as a college student and learn how to cater towards my own agendas. But it definitely allowed me to test the waters of being uncomfortable. I was working for a brand agency that was a startup at Syracuse. I was involved as representing a council of Greek life on campus. I was very close with faculty. I think, if anything, my skills and professionalism only grew from what I already had as a foundation in high school.
My atypical college experience made me very independent, and I am so grateful for that. I have no problem traveling alone, eating out by myself, and living alone now. Since I transferred home to help my family and try to receive a better education, I'd also say I matured during this time. There have been a lot of moving parts I've had to navigate. Even though university didn't necessarily help me grow, outside factors during this time definitely did.
Do you guys ever think about what you could have done with the time and money that college required? I know I do. Personally, I think about how many awesome international trips I could have taken. I didn't get the chance to study abroad in my program, so I didn't really get the cultural experience and the adventure that I was looking for. At times, college was also incredibly draining. There are points where my mental and physical health suffered. Other than a boatload of money, did your college experience take away from you guys?
So I sacrificed not only money, but I sacrificed a lot of time and energy into my college career. And it was an expectation of me to go to college from my family upbringing. But I don't regret any of that. I think everything that I did in the time that I could has made me a part of the person I am today. And I don't think if I didn't expose myself to the environment that I did, I would have the perspectives that I do have now. And moving forward with that, I want to be able to help other people going to college find what's best for them and navigate the best options, because I think something that we look over is college doesn't have to be done in 4 years, or you don't have to go to Harvard or Yale, and it's okay to go to a community college. And I think that's something I realized throughout my college career.
My mental health in college was garbage. I constantly felt like I was doing something wrong since my path was so different than most of my peers. seemed like college sucked up my personality and left me with a shell of a person. I felt like myself again only when I was working with kids from School 45, traveling, or visiting with friends. Sure, I was so happy to finish early to travel, but honestly, I couldn't last another semester of going through the motions. On top of this, these years are meant to be the time to experience life, real life. And although I did a good job not letting college classes consume me, I constantly wish I had done something else with my time besides sitting in the classroom.
The other day, I took out $30,000 in loans to finance 1 year of grad school. And I asked myself, is this really worth it? For me, I'd say mostly. My hard work during my undergrad did feel worth it when I was accepted into physical therapy schools, and I hope grad school will feel worth it when I accept my first job as a physical therapist. Despite the ups and downs, so far, college has gotten me to the place that I wanted to be. What would you guys say? Was it all worth it? Are you happy with where you've ended up?
I don't think I have the purest answer to that currently, because I'm not sure. I'm just about to graduate next month, and with everything going on in today's climate, everything is a little bit unknown. I'm proud of what I did in college, and I'm proud that I was able to go through such a journey with such high ups and really low lows. But moving forward, I think absolutely it was worth it to go to college, not even just on the academic perspective, but I was able to meet so many people I probably would have never met in my life at all. And they've absolutely, I think, are going to be implemental in my future in terms of resources and networking. So that's something I absolutely cannot take away.
Yes and no. I really struggle with answering this question adequately. My biggest qualm is the U.S. pushing kids right into college from high school, but also the cost for mediocre education. If these weren't factors, I definitely think I would enjoy college a lot more. My acceptance into Teach for America definitely makes it seem like all this was worth it and makes me really happy with where I ended up. But if I could do this all over again, I definitely would.
As you can see, the three of us had very different college experiences. Whether in good ways or bad ways, college was definitely different than what we imagined. Thanks for listening and tune in next week.